It is Thursday morning. That means it is time for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. And that means Russ Collins is coming in to talk movies. Good morning. One of my favorite moments ever of sitting in for David Fair is my chats with Russ Collins. And I love sharing them with you because we're going to bring the movie knowledge. Good morning.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to talk to someone who's knowledgeable and passionate about movies. So
yeah.
Thank you, Patrick. Well, Richard Linklater, who is the guy that helped set up the filmmaking community in Austin, Texas, but he's actually from Houston, is going to do a film that is kind of inspired by his film Boyhood, which was this kind of remarkable feat where he followed
the multi-year journey with the same people
for over a decade.
Yeah.
And it reminded him of his childhood growing up in Houston, especially around 1969 when the moon landing happened and the Astrodome was happening. And so he's doing this secret film, as so he calls it, except now we all know about it, about that year, 1969. And NASA, the administrative offices, are located in Houston. And it was a really dynamic time, and he was growing up in the middle of it. And he thinks
the future was happening right there.
Absolutely. And so they're looking for memorabilia, home movies of anyone that grew up or was in Houston in 1969. So that'll be a fun project. Richard Linklater is a very compelling filmmaker, so we'll look forward to seeing that coming out a year from now in 2019. And Isle of Dogs, which is Wes Anderson's new film. It's a stop-motion animation like The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which some people consider his best film ever. But they put a 90-second clip of the film, which is a lot of fun, and it's going to premiere at the Berlin Film Festival, which actually starts next week. So that'll be something to look forward to at your local cinema, especially your art house. We're happy to say that we're opening all of the Oscar-nominated shorts at the Michigan Theater. There are animated shorts. There are five films that are nominated. There's short live-action films, which, again, there's five nominated. And then there's two programs of short documentary films. A lot of times the documentary films, the short animation and the short live action films are usually 10 to 20 minutes, but sometimes the short documentaries can last the better part of an hour. And so there's actually two programs of short documentaries. The animated films are always great, and you always also get bonus ones. So they usually show 10 or 11 animated shorts.
They're fun too, and they manage to sneak a lot of emotion and grandeur into a very short amount of time. I know some of the Pixar ones that they've done have been very popular, but a few minutes and you get this entire story back to front.
Absolutely, and they're from all over the world, and they're very, very compelling, the animated shorts in particular. I always love the live short subject films as well. It started off with, like, the Three Stooges and those kind of comedy shorts were the things that were awarded. Now they're much, much different. And then there's always lots to learn with the short documentary films. Double Lover is a film from France that's opening up.
On Valentine's Day.
Is
that a coincidence?
It's convenient. It's on the 14th. It's about a woman who is confused about the nature of her life. She sees a guy that's kind of a doppelganger of her husband, thinks it's her husband, and then she kind of goes off the rails in ways that are interesting, and particularly French. In the Fade is a film that's gotten great reviews. Diane Kruger. She's an American actress with a German background. This is a German film. Much of the film is in German, English subtitles, but there's a lot of English in it as well. And it's about a woman who is seeking justice. Her husband and child were killed in a terrorist bombing, and she's trying to get to the bottom of it. And it's very interesting in the German immigrant community, what's going on there, and just the terrorist psychology is always.
And don't fear the subtitles. I think I learned many, many years ago studying the films of Andrei Vido that we watched them without the subtitles, and grand emotion is universal, and the great filmmakers don't need English to express their ideas. They don't even need words sometimes. So, you know, a great film doesn't have to just happen in your own native language.
That's so true, and there's a lot of – if something makes it to the States and it's a foreign language film, you can almost guarantee that it's a great film. Doesn't guarantee that you'll like it, but it's a great film. So anyway, it's really hard for a foreign language film to make it in the States, harder than it used to be 20 years ago, but it's really, really worth checking out. And then opening a week from today with a special preview screening is Black Panther. Which
oh, is this something new? New? This is new?
Well, it's part of the...
is this a foreign language film?
It is not a foreign language film. It's a very big Hollywood film, actually done by Disney.
Yes, and it looks spectacular.
It's gotten a lot of great reviews. It's about an African-American superhero.
Yeah.
From
Wakanda.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
Keepers of the Vibranium.
That's right. This is a high-tech material that can do
everybody wants
magical,
it.
Magical things. And they're a hidden country. It's a really compelling story that's been very, very well done. Director Ryan Coogler has gotten a lot of
And the cast
reviews.
Is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll look forward to that. The big opening is next weekend.
I know somebody here that's very excited about that, too.
That'd be Michael Jewett.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a very good movie fan, too.
Yeah, yep. This is the intersection of all things Jewett, because he loves comic books, he loves Black Panther, he loves great comic book movies. I mean, this is the perfect storm. I haven't seen smiles big on his face. Every day is a different cool T-shirt for him. So looking forward to talking to him next week about Black Panther as part of this. He's going to drop in a little bit to share his thoughts.
That's great. We have some ongoing series. We have a Christopher Guest series waiting for Gus Guffman is playing tonight at 9:30, and then Best in Show is next week's film, two of my favorite Christopher Guest film. Very, very funny stuff.
Oh, the cast, too, the Eugene Levy, and I mean, all the fine, you'd recognize them, right? The names might not be familiar, but you see these people, like, I know
character
them.
Character actors.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
They're
They've been
great.
Together, some of them, since the This is Spinal Tap days. I mean, this is going on 35, 40 years
that
at this point.
That is absolutely true. Waiting for Guzman is based on a community theater, and Best in Show is based on dog shows, and
yes,
they're very
hilarious.
Funny characters. Rashomon, which is a very famous Japanese film, is part of our Enter the Samurai series, and that's going to be on the 12th, Monday the 12th at 7 o'clock. And then Divine Order is a film that we're showing on the 13th at 7:15, and we'll look forward to having folks come out for that.
And you got your big members show coming up.
That's
here.
That's right. Singing in the Rain is our Valentine's Day show. This is a big thing for members.
Can we sing along?
You can sing along
all
if
right.
you like, do it very quietly. It's not a sing-along version, anyway, that's great. And then we're doing a Muppet movie series.
Can we
at
sing
the
along?
State Theater. And yeah, what the heck, you can sing along with that if you can get overcome the kid noise on it. It's a lot of fun to be in an audience with a bunch of kids,
yeah.
And that's what that's focused on. We're continuing with The Post, Phantom Thread, Faces and Places, The Insult, which is a really interesting film set in the Middle East, and it's a court case drama, but it kind of goes to the core of a lot of the Middle Eastern conflicts between Palestinians and Israelis, and a very, very compelling film. Again,
well, I want to recommend too, and I just in this era of hashtag fake news, The Post is an important movie to watch. Obviously, a fictionalized version of that tale there, but the role that journalism can play in standing up to the government and you know, I think it's very poignant in today's world.
And great performances by Meryl Streep, yeah. Tom Hanks. Opening at the commercial theaters is 50 Shades Freed.
Finally, the trilogy is complete.
That's right. So a lot of folks are looking forward to that. Another Valentine's Day opening. And then Peter Rabbit, which is a family film based on a very, very famous book, is also opening up this Friday. So if you're,
I had Peter Rabbit China when I was little. I think every kid in America at one point had Peter Rabbit China. When they were little.
Peter Rabbit and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat them. Both British origins.
We'll get something for the kids this weekend, too.
Absolutely. We got something for the kids. We got something for 50 Shades of Grey fans.
Not for the kids.
And lots of art house stuff that is nominated for Academy Awards playing at the Michigan and State. Go to your local commercial theater. Come on downtown. But go to a movie.
And then next week, something for the big kids. Black Panther.
Right, Black
and we'll
Panther.
Be talking about that next Thursday. Russ Collins, thank you.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.